Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of the Firm of Harris and Meringue.
And that's going to be it. Both teams will come off the side. Oregon will win.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. Oregon versus Oregon State. If you roll over and die, it's over. Rivalry Week on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
Hi, friends. Ooh, welcome in on this Thursday, baby. We're almost there.
Felt like Friday when I woke up. I don't know why. Felt like Friday, and I didn't like it. When I looked at my phone, it said Thursday. I was like, you lying sack of...
I slept for 9 hours last night. I know.
I didn't do that.
It was 9:45. I turned the TV off, and I was like, I'm going to turn it over.
Yeah, and I didn't...
I didn't drink last night.
Well, I mean...
I mean, I had a beer at the bar after the show.
I was going to say...
Well, I was watching the Liverpool game.
When did last night start?
I was watching the Liverpool game. Uh-huh. And then I went home and I took a nap and I woke up and I, rode through the day sober.
Through the rest of the day after you drank.
Well, I had a beer.
How big?
16 ounces. It was an Imperial pint. It was 20. I forgot the place I go to sells Imperials.
Which is
the greatest thing in the world. You should always sell Imperials. Look, the Brits do it. Why not? Why not?
I mean, what did the Brits do that we took?
Everything.
That's not true.
Except for the side of the road we drive on.
We took it and made it better.
Oh, God, no. We're not going here.
Why not, coward? We won.
Because I've got a lot. I got some British friends, and I got a lot of fond memories of being in the old UK.
I was stationed there. Trust me. I get it. I feel like I can speak very comfortably on what they did right and what they did wrong. USA, USA, USA.
I do love the country that I live in. And I hate the country that I live in. That's my right. As a tax-paying voting member of the society, I get to make that choice.
It's true.
My fellow Americans, I get to make that choice.
Which in a lot of other places you can't.
That is true. That is the truth. Welcome into the show today. We're happy to have you along.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
Apparently there was a restart, so everything is everywhere.
Technology.
Yeah.
Technology. You're in trouble over there.
I'm not in trouble. It's just being difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got to start it off from scratch. Because I have all the tabs open, and I just click like restore,
well, maybe,
and now it's no.
Maybe if you came in here and got your stuff set up instead of like stabbing dirt in the abdomen every day.
Whoa. We had a very productive conversation today.
Yeah. Today you did.
Yeah.
What's tomorrow going to be? Nobody.
It is kind of funny. We're both wearing our costumes. He's got his duck hoodie and duck hat on. I've got my USC hoodie and my USC hat on.
Why are you wearing them on Thursday?
It just happened to
be. I feel like it's a Friday office kind of day.
I mean, it just honestly, it just happened to cycle through.
Are you able to double up on sports teams non-game day? Are you guys allowed to wear the sweatshirt and the hat on the same day? If it's not game day?
Sure.
Well, this isn't wearing the band t-shirt to the concert?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Honestly, for me, it's you know, the Cardinal and Gold, difficult to match.
Sure, so you got I feel that with Crimson.
So you going to have to, like, we don't have an alternate. Like, you guys, you have the gray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have a black.
We have whites, too.
Well, I'm saying, but we don't, I mean, we have a white, but it's like, you know, it's. but we don't have
the Reggie Bush white's some of my favorite.
Oh, don't get me wrong, but like it's, you know, I mean, it's, you don't, it's, we're after Labor Day, brother.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm not throwing on a white hat in late September.
When did that come around? Like, who made that choice?
I don't know, but
did the Queen of England make that choice?
I'll tell you this right now. I don't wear white almost ever. One, because I'm a large man, and that's just a lot of white. Two,
white.
But two, I'm a mess.
Yeah, I know.
And I will get it dirty. Like,
it's shocking that this table in here is white and still very clean.
Well, I don't know how clean it actually is.
Rob cleans this side. I would
say your side probably pretty clean. Mine, it's me soaking dirt. Mm. One guy's name is Dirt.
The other guy's name starts with Big.
Yeah. So, and mine's a pie. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's probably not going well over here. You know, you've got a, what do they call it, a clean room over there, and mm-hmm. you've got a science experiment on this side.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to stay away.
Yeah, I do have a roll of Clorox wipes here. I could probably wipe it down, but you might actually hear a scream from the table as the bleach hits it.
As the organisms are screaming for their life.
Yeah, run!
Do you ever think about, like, if you were wearing, let's say you're wearing I don't know, neutral color USC shirt. Okay, say it was like a heather gray shirt that just said Trojans on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you wear a Cardinals hat on top of that and double dip different sports, different leagues?
I typically don't.
Because I am very conscientious about
that. I typically don't. I'm also a guy that like won't wear like Nike and Adidas. Like if I don't like...
Don't want to mix the brands?
It's weird to me. It's always been weird to me. I don't if you're wearing Adidas shoes, either wear blank socks or wear Adidas socks. Or like wear a patterned sock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I almost threw a Timbers shirt on today, but I had already reached for the Los Sonadores hat, and I was like, I can't double up on two teams, even though they're both local.
Yeah, no, it does look a little weird. So it's funny you mentioned. I actually I was wearing a hoodie yesterday. The shirt I had underneath it was a olive drab USC shirt.
Okay.
It was a military salute Trojan shirt.
Okay.
So you can't, if you just see the color, you just think, oh, it's, you know, that bro dude in a military t-shirt, that kind of a deal. But it's actually it has the USC logo. But yeah, that one, I grabbed that one at Army Navy last year. Mm. So
I think I need more Wazoo gear.
I have made so I was telling Dirt this hoodie that I'm wearing is one of my favorite hoodies, not just because it's a USC one. It's 13 years old.
It's in good shape. It's 13 years old.
It's in great shape.
It's in great shape.
There's a picture of me.
Do you wash it inside out?
I don't.
Wow.
That's the thing is it's got the, it's not the stitched on lettering, but it's like
the like vinyl.
Yeah, it's the super slick. The super thick slick. And it's the dry fit hoodie. So even though it's comfy, it's breathable. And every time I try to find one like this, I can't. I have two pieces of clothing that are obscenely old. I have a black Nike dry fit workout shirt that is quite literally from when I was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
It is from 2004. I think it's my second deployment. I think it's from my second deployment.
Crazy.
It has literally been around the world. It smells like it has been around the world. It doesn't like stink, but it has a dankness to it, if you will.
A dankness.
But
hate the word dank,
I know, I was being sarcastic. Come on now. But it is solely for either working out or yard work now. Like there's no, it doesn't get worn anywhere else. But I cannot find that material of dry fit anywhere else. Mm. And it drives me nuts.
I'm just waiting for one of you guys next to be like, I love this dress. It has pockets.
Right?
I would rock the S out of a dress with pockets. I would.
Yeah, right?
Everything should have pockets.
It is funny when women do get clothing with like plentiful pockets. They're like, oh my God, this is great. Like, yeah. Yeah, isn't it awesome?
My 13-year-old, she has these jeans that have these giant pockets up front. They
JNCOs?
Like go way down front. Yeah, almost like JNCOs. And then the back pockets are sewed shut. She's so mad about it.
That defeats the purpose, right?
It's tough.
But I was saying, this hoodie, though, I was wearing this when my niece was born. And so it pops up, you know, my iPhone memories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so here I am holding this football-sized human wearing this. And I'm like, oh, God.
Did you strike a pose? Were you number eight?
I should have Heisman'd it.
Should have been number eight.
I should have Heisman'd it. Just be like, my sister.
I guess at the time you'd have been seven because Caleb didn't have
one.
Unless she's two.
No, she's 11. 11, I think.
She's 11. Yeah, you'd be number seven.
Yeah. But it's funny. I look at that picture and I'm like, oh my God. And I was talking to her, I would say about a month ago, and I had this hoodie on, and I was like, you know this hoodie's older than you? She's like, nuh-uh. And so I showed her the picture of her when she was born. I go, I'm wearing that hoodie. This is you. And she's like, oh, wow. It's like, it's just like, do you have any articles of clothing that like you still wear like semi-regularly that are that old?
I have some that I haven't gotten away with. Mm. Some of the stuff I don't wear anymore because I've become fat.
I've got a few of those that I've held on to, like, if I just lose a few more pounds, it won't look like 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag.
The worst are every time USA goes to the World Cup, I buy a kit, and none of those fit me anymore.
Mm.
But jerseys are tough. Jerseys are tough, because you got to get bigger sizes.
Yeah, I mean, all of mine are...
Yeah, if you're a medium, you can't get a medium. No, you got to get a large. Although soccer, you might get away with.
Well, the problem soccer, is, you have to... It's European sizes, so they're tiny as hell.
The problem is, if Mo Salah wears a large, you wear an XL, because that man is shredded.
So
it's like, you got to remember, these athletes are in amazing shape. Football's crazy, because they got to be so big to go over the pads.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily want the same size as somebody that would be, quote, your size, because it's you know, thinking about pads and shoulders and stuff like that. But in soccer, dude, a lot of those guys are in such amazing shape that it like dry fits to your abs and you can see the six pack. And I got a 2-liter and nobody needs to see that.
I brought a Wrexham kit when they first got going because they had a dope looking kit. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm behind this. I like this. I'm down. I ordered a double XL.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a schmedium. It was like, oh, you Brits, you are all so tiny. This is not a double XL.
Well, they got free health care, and they eat healthier, and they don't have a bunch of, you know, parasites in their food like we do.
Well, no, they're just smaller people.
Well, yeah, because they eat better.
No. Like,
and they smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, they don't eat better than us. God, have you seen what they eat? Beans and toast? Come on now.
Beans are great for you.
Not those beans.
Not those beans. That's
not those beans.
I love an English breakfast. I'm all about it.
I know you do.
I would get after it. I'd get after it right now.
But they're also just like, I'm just...
Even the
just,
mushrooms. They're I know just you tight. Don't eat veggies.
No. What do you mean?
Just taking shots God. For no reason.
You sound like my freaking mom. Good
well,
Lord.
Maybe you need another mom.
No, I don't. Good. But they're just smaller people. Not like weight-wise. They're height-wise, build-wise. They're all tiny.
Yeah. That might be true.
It's on that island, man.
Unless you get to the Eastern Europeans, though.
Well, no, a second. I'm talking about the UK. We're not talking about the Slavic monsters.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, those guys are all enormous. It's like, you guys are on the wrong island.
Yeah.
Like, of all the islands that are up there, it's like, huge people. What the hell is this?
If Jokic is walking through the streets of Portland, you're like, that's Nikola Jokic. If he's in Eastern Europe, they're like, that's another big dude.
That's another just big old dude.
Oakley Dokley. Well, we do got a show for you today on this Thursday. We'll get to a lot of stuff, college football, NFL, NBA, and MLB today. Look at us touching all four corners of the world. There's a Thursday night football game tonight in the NFL. How do we fix the problems of one team there? Baxter Holmes has arrived, which, as we say, is never a great thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
And we'll finally get to, can the savior for Mario Cristobal be already in-house? A lot to get to today, but we'll start in college football as they have decided when you can transfer and when you can't. Or maybe. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about now?
How about now?
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Ain't that the truth? Every day of my life. 1018 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. There's the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1051thefan, and the fan text line, 503-864-6326. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Never mix brands or teams. Holy Lord, thought that was universal sports fan knowledge. Brand is a little more leeway, but I'm just a Nike fiend. But never mix team apparel. Also, I'm a Ducks, Blazer, Mariners, Seahawks, Blackhawks fan. So most part, the color schemes don't go together. But color aside, logos don't mix at all. Blazers?
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks?
Yeah.
You can move that in. Yeah. Mariners, Seahawks? You could kind of find that. Even Seahawks, Ducks, you could kind of find that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't like mixing.
Yeah, definitely not.
But I need like a game day attire. Like you've got game day feel right now.
I have certain things that I'll wear on a game when I know I'm going to sit down and watch the whole game.
Do you got a nice jersey?
All of my USC jerseys are framed.
Oh, nice.
So those are like I've got a autograph.
You got a 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got an autograph 5.
You got an 11?
I don't. Mm. I don't have an 11.
Is Carson 3?
Yes. I've got a 55.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Signed?
Sale.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that one's
32?
No, that's like a grail one for me.
Marcus or OJ?
Marcus, obviously.
OJ was 32 too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if you're asking like what jerseys I would like, I'm not a huge memorabilia guy, but when I get something, I get something. Like I've got one of Brandon Roy's game worn that he signed for me.
Nice.
I've told the Ozzie Smith story. I've got one of Ozzie's that's up. Giannis, I've got one of his. I've got Reggie.
That's my guy.
Trying to think. But of the guys that I really, really, oh, and Dame, obviously. Marcus Allen is dumb high on that list. Tim Brown, even though he's got a major character
for the
flaw.
Enemy.
He's got a major character flaw as a Notre Dame standout athlete.
Heisman Trophy winning Notre
standout
Dame.
Standout athlete. But like those are probably two of the higher up there. Like those would be ones I would love to have. Same with AP, with Pujols.
Mm.
Pujols would definitely be up there in the top 5.
Thoughts coming in, that's why it's great to be in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Because everything is black and yellow.
Yeah. And you can get away with it.
I like that city camaraderie.
Not only that, like you can just get away with the logos are not intrusive. Like if you threw on like a Penguins like stocking cap, because you know it gets cold there in the winter, and you had a Steelers jacket on,
or like a James Harrison jersey on,
like nobody's gonna bat an eye because it's not even like it's a
Mario jersey.
Like it's not even just like close.
They're the same colors. Yeah,
you know.
I wish more cities did that. You know, I wish the Timbers and the Blazers were all the same color. Blazers thorns fire.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody else got the memo. Green sucks.
Well, there's a lot to get to today, and we'll start right here as the NCAA has eliminated the spring transfer window, which drops us down to one transfer window. I know we talked about
Let's go ahead and check back on this next month.
Yeah, talked about this a couple weeks ago with Ryan Day being anti, but it sounds like some of the SEC, Sankey came out and said that they're in favor of kind of moving the windows and adjusting to it. But I'll start here. I am a big fan of the single transfer window. I wish European soccer did this as well. But I like the single transfer window. My only issue is I want the transfer window to be not when any of the season is playing. Because I think it just, remember, everybody talks about how college football is kind of a little wild, wild westy. Mm-hmm. And I think these are some natural things you could come in that would kind of corral them.
Here's my counterpoint.
America.
Well, yes, but when can coaches leave?
Well, I would do the same thing.
When can coaches leave?
Whenever they want.
Okay. So, rules for thee, not for me.
I know.
So, fix either that and say your ass is staying through the bowl game and I don't care about your next recruiting
Except
cycle.
Except for fires. Like, if you got to hire some guy but in the middle of the season, you can do that.
Totally fine.
You couldn't poach.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So if UCLA wanted, let's say, Jonathan Smith,
mm-hmm.
they would have to
negotiate it, and you can have it done. He's finishing the season out.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't want to do that because that would be a bad look for Michigan State, but you could do that behind the scenes, or you just roll with an interim and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I just think having one single transfer window, putting it in a certain period, would create a little bit of stability into this craziness. Coaches, it shocks me that there's some coaches that would be against this, because the last thing you want to be doing, to Ryan Day's point, the last thing you want to be doing as you're preparing for Georgia in a semifinal is having to recruit your own kids.
Well, here's the part of this. I don't care.
But I need you to care, Danny. It's your job.
No, I don't care that it's hard for him.
Yeah.
That's what you make.
It's just part of the job.
That's what you make $10 million for, dog.
Yeah. I hear that argument. I think it's not fair.
Maybe I misspoke
about it being, you know, not fair. I think.
No, you didn't. Ryan Day did.
Yeah. And I know I kind of stuck up for him there for a moment.
It felt gross, didn't it?
It does feel gross. I think it's just, going back to this point, in a world of potential and the aesthetic of it being the Wild Wild West, I think there are many routes you can go that create stability.
Yes.
A little more, maybe not stability, but structure. And people thrive on structure no matter what it is. Talk about routines. Your morning routine.
Yeah.
You get up, when you eat, when you poop, when you do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how you get your day going. And I think a lot of things benefit from that, this being one that feels so unbelievably unstructured, mm-hmm. could use a little bit.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I am an agent of chaos.
I'm very aware. Yeah. I sit next to you every day.
Whee! I just kind of like things to find the natural order. And if the natural, like, here's an example. Virginia Tech and UCLA both fired their coaches. You know what their players can do right now?
Leave.
Yeah. Not at the end of the season, not at the transfer portal window, none of that. They can leave. If Nico wanted to leave right now, he can go to any school in the country right now. He cannot play.
But he could go.
But he could go.
He could enroll and be in classes and get his eligibility up.
Yep. He would not lose his eligibility right now.
Yeah.
He could go and let's say he's like, oh, man, I screwed up. Tennessee, will you take me back? They won't. But, hey, can I come home? You know what? All right. We'll take you back. Also, here's $100,000 instead of $1 million. Shut up and smile.
Yeah.
He could go and he could
to
not
New
lose
Mexico
eligibility.
To New Mexico or something.
Well, no, I'm saying he'd go back to Tennessee and he could sit behind Joey Aguilar. Mm-hmm. And be totally fine. Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't step on the field. Could he be in the?
He can be on the team. He can be on the sideline. He can do all those things.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he cannot participate though. But yeah, like go, like and that's how it should be.
I don't think that's how it should be.
I understand the free trade.
I understand the free trade and the ability. Normal jobs, we can leave. Because I think, like I said, the point I keep hammering is that I think this sport really desperately needs structure at times.
What does that structure actually do?
I think it keeps it in a controlled environment and keeps the integrity of the game. God, I hate saying that.
And that's the thing is, that's never existed.
Fair point.
And in the past, when these transfer portals didn't exist at all, in the sense of like being able to transfer at the end of the season and just go play and not sitting out a year,
right?
Was it better? There was more control.
I think
there was more structure. Was that better?
I think so.
You think making a guy sit out a year?
Because it was less chaos. Because it meant that if you were leaving, you really had to make that choice. It wasn't just like, you hurt my feelings and won't play me, so I'm leaving.
But why is that good?
Because I think it teaches you to make real decisions in life.
You're asking a 17 and 18 year old kid to make a real decision?
I'm asking you to learn how to make them.
And just, why should they have to sit out a year?
Because maybe this is the dad in me that's like, finish what you signed up for. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's understanding that your actions have consequences and the things you sign up to do, you can't just get out of willy-nilly.
But you can literally anywhere else.
Right, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I think you can create that. Remember, we are trying to teach these kids how to be adults.
Which is learn from your mistake. And go to where you could, you
and not just
be.
Run away from your mistake.
I don't think it's running away from a mistake.
I think it is a little bit.
Now, I think to your point, there's the Bear Alexanders of the world that have been to what, 7 schools in 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and those are outliers. But for the most part, those that go up deserve to go up. Those that go down deserve to go down. And it's, I would argue that is learning more than being stuck somewhere.
Tyler Shuck went from program to program to program to program. Couldn't sit it out. Couldn't figure it out. Couldn't be stable. And his reward was going in the second round. I don't like it.
Was he good?
Ish.
Okay. Did other people give him opportunities because he was good?
Yeah. But it feels almost like failing up.
I mean, that's both of our stories.
How dare you say that about me? You don't know me. You don't know that that's true.
But like, I get this whole idea of like, this is going to sound backhanded. I don't mean this. But this like faux idea of control or structure. We had it before and it sucked.
Well,
it was overbearing and preventative to the point where you like Baker Mayfield had to go sit for a year.
Like, right. But
what the hell is that?
Sometimes be careful what you ask for because it can create that chaos. And I know you love the chaos. And I think us in this business love the chaos too, because it gives us, you know, content. But from a beneficiary from the long term, chaos isn't always what you want it to be.
I think we see chaos on the fringes. Perfect example, use Tennessee. Nico is the chaos that everybody's, Nico. You know what we're not looking at? Joey Aguilar being really freaking good.
Yeah.
And if the old, you know, transfer rules were in place, neither of them would be playing.
Yeah.
Joey Aguilar would not be playing at Tennessee right now. Nico would not be playing at UCLA right now.
Yeah, they'd both be sitting.
But
maybe that forces Nico to stay, and that changes the outlook of Tennessee.
And Joey Aguilar never gets UCLA, an opportunity.
He stays at UCLA and starts, sucks. And they suck. But, dude, there are plenty of quarterbacks that were on bad teams that make it in the NFL. There are plenty of quarterbacks on bad teams that have another chance somewhere else.
The opportunity difference there is staggering.
Right, but you have a chance to be somewhere in the future.
I mean,
talk about this all the time. Scouts know scouts. Like they see guys. Drew Bledsoe went number one overall and lost like five games his last year at Wazoo.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit different.
Aaron Rodgers, Cal was nothing.
And they were pretty good.
We're okay. Yeah. You know, but I mean, I think, I don't know.
But he also fell in the draft.
Famously. Let's put a button in this, and I'll read some texts and YouTube comments on the other side. We'll stick in college football, but first we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly but you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something going on. We got y'all fired up again. First hour of the show, back-to-back days. Save this for the highlight reel.
Good times. Look, you give me some times to the you know wax esoteric on the policies of the oppressed. I'll go in.
Some thoughts coming in. If the NFL coaches fire, the players can't leave. One transfer window makes sense like the NFL. However, what I will say is those guys are actual employees.
Ding, ding, ding.
They
have been collectively bargained.
They have a union and a CBA.
And here's the thing.
But that's where we're going.
But here's the thing. Let me caveat this. Everything that I'm saying is, I believe it.
Sure.
But the second a CBA is collectively bargained, that goes out the window.
And maybe that's what this is about. Maybe this is
Yes. Putting
down the small things instead of just ripping it all up at once. Putting in the small aspects to build the foundation and the structure that I keep screaming about into what the future will look like.
But because if you don't have it, like that. That if we're in a world that is CBA-less,
okay, which we are,
which is why I'm advocating the way that I am. Take every inch, take every mile, pummel the NCAA, force them to give you everything.
So you are for the CBA.
100%.
You are for 100%. The structure. You're just saying that because it's not there now, go for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if there's no, I'm going to use this, I'm going to use a baseball example. Mm-hmm. Andro was not a banned substance. Mark McGwire took it and hit a billion home runs because of it, but it wasn't illegal. And then, but you were pro it being illegal.
Well, I wasn't, but
for obvious biases.
Look, I've said this before. It's no secret. I'm pro PED.
Oh, I'm not.
Somebody say, you know, you're committing a crime on the radio. Like, yeah, I'm aware. Statute of limitations have run out. I took steroids.
Yeah,
they work.
Yeah,
I like them.
Oh, I know a bunch of people that have.
Like, but people who are professional athletes, if they want to, particularly for injury recovery, take them. I'm all about it. But to your point, like, I'm not saying it like to cheat the system. I'm saying you were the student athlete, as it were, was wronged for the existence of the NCAA.
100%.
This point in time, strap them to the barrel and take everything you can.
Sure, we're now in we are now in a pro player era.
Every single last iota of everything.
And I just don't even. You're bringing up a decent point. You're bringing up a good point.
Does that hurt to say?
It hurts.
You can see you chewed on your words there for a second.
I get it. It's a capitalistic ideal in the sense of like, if the market's going to let you do it. I understand your point on that. I think that doesn't mean that the idea is not broken. And I think having the idea and the firepower to just go after it because it's broken doesn't necessarily create solutions.
I think it does.
Well, it will force them to. But see, this is where you and I differ just in our philosophical
I am a challenge the system.
And I'm a fix it before it gets crazy.
See, I want to push it to its limits so we actually know what the proper limits are.
I love this text, and I'm curious, you know, your thoughts on this. Coaches coach and players play. There's a difference because of the position, job, title. I think there's some fairness in that statement. I think there's fairness in that statement because coaching a team is different than playing a team. You have a different set of rules.
Sure.
You have a different set of bosses. You have a different set of expectations. Therefore, your rules could be different. Now, I don't think coaches should be able to leave whenever they want. I'm not for that. But I do think comparing coaches and players and making them play by the same rules isn't necessarily correct.
Okay, I'll ask you this. What is the fundamental difference between a college football coach and a college football player right now?
One is one amongst many, and the other is on top of the decision-making.
What's something else that they don't have in common?
CBAs, unions, agents. No, they have agents.
They're employees. They are employees of said university.
And I would argue that's what makes them different than players.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I can quit my job and go somewhere else whenever I want. Mm-hmm. Can't you not look at, I can live in a world where
so how can you put those rules around non-employees?
Because you're building it to a point when they are employees.
But that's my point. They aren't. So until they
I would argue they are. This is the underground backdoor way to get that structure in place.
But until they are, there should be no limit on transfer portal. There should be no limit on how much money they can make. There should be no limit on what endorsements they can take. Nobody should be able to tell you a damn thing because there is no legal framework for it to exist. None.
But can't you start?
It's all made up.
And I believe you can start putting those checks and balances in place to get to your final goal.
Sure, but here's
get people used to it now, slow build into it instead of just a shock to the system. Because a shock to the system is kind of what we've already done, and that gets the Nick Sabans out of the world, and that's why Dabo is screaming and Brian Kelly's screaming, because the shock to their system and how they did stuff at such a high successful level, not you, Brian Kelly, forces them to be in a world where they're like, wait a sec, I don't want to do this anymore. It's the Oregon State conversation. It's like, the world is so different now that why do I want to be a part of this?
You know what it
and
is?
And I think if you can gradually get them in there, then they will understand and follow along better.
The old coaches that got out, those are the mob families that got hit with RICO charges.
Understood. I get it.
Like, we couldn't get them one way. We'll get them this way.
I get it. If Saban's got McDonald's bags and he was able to do that and that gave him an advantage over everybody and hoarding 4-star and 5-stars mm-hmm. for depth, I understand that game changes. But it was a Band-Aid that was ripped off really hard.
Yeah, and I think we're trying to
learn from that mistake and slowly take off the Band-Aid.
You know what's really fun is watching...
Or reapply.
No. I want to see every single freaking prosecutor in the country just continue to cut open the NCAA. You're talking about...
Well, I'm with you on that. I want it to go away. I want full-on structure, employee pay, CBA, and
this,
unions.
This whole idea of, well, what if we did this slow burn? You can't. You can't slow burn into this.
But they are.
They're not,
putting caps on NIL.
They're not,
closing
though.
Transfer windows.
Every single thing that they have... We're going to do this. What has happened 6 weeks later?
They find a way around it.
Why? Because it's being challenged in court because it shouldn't exist. There is no framework for it to exist under. It's not slow. It's a... When the season ends... Everybody, there has to be a year. Now, you start the process, let's just say February 1st. We're just going to go February 1st on sure. this next year. All of the top four conferences, group of five, everybody gets in a room. Not everybody has an equal say. That's the reality. We're going to move to a 40-team super conference, and it's not 26, it's not 27, it's 2028. That's when we're going to do it. Okay, what if we're going to do that? What does it actually look like? And then you agree, it's 2 or 3 years out. And then the slow burn is building up from where you are now, and you've got a 3-year window to be compliant.
And I think what I'm saying is in that 3-year window, you are starting to adapt to rules that don't exist yet. When why can't you slow roll those rules out? So it's a more gradual,
Because nobody can agree to them right now because it doesn't matter.
If in 3 years everything changes, Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia are going to be just fine. But how does an Illinois ramp up to that?
And that's why you give them that 3-year period of what they need to get to.
But now you're playing by two different rules.
But no. You allow the grace and you build it out. That's how you do it. You give them the runway. You give them the plan.
And then next year, everything changes.
But no. Then everything changes, and everybody's playing by that. But at that point in time, everybody has come together. And whether they fully agreed or not, they ratified,
now
and they know where.
You have no choice at this point.
And it's not we should do this, get it challenged in court and lose. Hey, we should do this, get it challenged in court and lose. No, you fundamentally agreed on something, and now you can have that slow tick to it. That's where we agree. There should be a slow burn to it. But I think
you're saying.
You can't piecemeal it. You can't go, well, what about this? Well, what about this?
I live in a world where I think you can.
I think if you do that, you're doomed to fail. You have to have the pillars of what you're built
on. But what if I'm arguing that college football won't fail?
I think if you're talking about trying to unionize and put a CBA around it, you have to have the pillars around it. Because you're talking about...
And let's not build all the pillars at once. Let's build them one at a time.
There's 136 football-playing universities. Average 100 players. And then you talk about the ins and outs of who comes and who goes. Let's just put a round number on 14,000 players every single year.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of trying to piecemeal it, something for 14,000 players every year, doesn't exist.
I would argue that just doing that all at once would be absolutely chaotic.
I think it's much easier if you have a solid framework, because otherwise you're just shotgunning.
Thursday Night Football is tonight. How do you fix the problems going on South Beach? We'll dive into a little NFL. Thanks for hanging out with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Nah, it was brutal, dude.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll dive into, we got some baseball, got some NBA chatter to get to as some playoff teams are starting to punch their ticket in Major League Baseball. Also, a player last night said, no! You get your ass back in the dugout! I like those kind of moments. So a lot to get to in the 11 o'clock hour. We appreciate you hanging out with us. 503-864-6326 in the YouTube chat. We'll slide into Thursday Night Football, which couldn't be more of an exciting matchup. By the way, week three, woof.
They rolled it out. They were like, all right, let me give you the good. And then, Nelly.
But what's the favorite part about the NFL? They don't care. We still going to watch. Mm-hmm. Hey, just, Monday night will be a great
just
game.
Just not with as much attention.
Yeah, Monday night will be a great game.
Oh, yeah, Detroit-Baltimore, yeah.
But
yeah,
my
yeah.
primetime life is real, real tough.
It's coming to an end.
You are correct.
First 2 weeks, bangers.
You are correct.
Bangers.
I'm getting San Francisco-Arizona.
Told you.
You're correct in that.
Yep.
Afternoon game is Seahawks-Saints. And look, I'm like high on the Hawks this year, and good God, do I not want to watch that. I haven't seen what the morning game is. Well, I did, but I can't remember what it is. But dude, if I didn't get Arizona, San Francisco in the afternoon, I was getting Bears, Cowboys. You know, I don't love that either.
Yeah, God, I'm looking. I mean, I'm interested in Raiders, Commanders, but
could be a good game.
Jaden Daniels just didn't practice again today.
I know.
And if you don't go Wednesday, Thursday, you're probably not going Sunday.
I don't know. NFL sometimes lives in a different world than that.
Usually when you don't.
Who was it the other day that said if you don't practice? It might have been Dan Lanning said if you don't practice Wednesday and Thursday, you don't play.
That's usually if
you. But
that
might be a college thing.
Well, I think it's. I don't say it's general, but that's if you don't go Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, you're just walking. You're usually cooked.
Dare I argue the best game of the morning slate? Indy at Tennessee.
No. No.
I am sick and twisted for saying that.
Yeah, no. It's Raiders Commanders. It genuinely is.
I think so.
Of like when you look at it from like
Rams Philly could be pretty good.
Yes. I thought that was a little bit sluggish. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a later game. So yeah, no. Rams Philly is number 1.
Pittsburgh New England feels like you can have it. No, you can have it. No,
yeah,
you can have
yeah,
it.
That's a lot of that. But if you look at it, like possibly functional teams on both sides, Rams, Philly, and Raiders, Commanders are really the only ones.
Yeah, we'll see. Raiders need a real big bounce back.
They do. Geno can't be worse.
Yeah, you can't. Literally, you can't be worse.
The only person worse is Peterman, and you never go full Peterman.
You never go full Lagway.
No. God. You want to go the hard way or the Lagway?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. But tonight we've got Buffalo, Miami in
Suck
Buffalo.
Suckfest 2025. Get your tickets now.
And look, I don't think there's any value of us like breaking down this game and what we expect and blah 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 and all that stuff. But how do you fix what's going on in Miami?
You don't. You blow it up.
Well, I know, but I guess I'm saying like that's the easy answer. You know, you get McDaniel out of there.
No, it's
new GM, but like
it's not. I don't think this is fixable.
I think it's top.
I think it's so toxic that it's beyond cooked, and it starts with Stephen Ross
for sure. It starts at ownership,
and it trickles like you can see. It's like acid rain in Detroit in the 70s. It just eats like it. Trickles down from Stephen Ross and just eats away at everything else. Tua was, obviously before the concussions, but was a lighthearted, confident, strong, you know, intentional human.
Very likable.
Now you put him up there and he looks like a guy who has spent years in solitary.
Yeah. That is the strange thing about that team. There's talent.
Mike McDaniel.
There's talent everywhere on that
likeable,
team.
Likeable, affable, plucky, fun,
kinda
weird.
Kind of nerdy, kind of weird.
You know, just
got, totally my kind of guy.
Yeah. And now he looks like somebody who's been chained to a desk at Amazon for 3 years.
Yeah.
Like his soul has been just completely sucked out of him. You look at everybody, you know, Jalen Waddle doing the waddle, like that doesn't happen anymore. Like it's just Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill. Yeah. It's just,
see that coming.
There's so much oxygen just sucked out of the room. It's not just, oh, McDaniel's got to go. It's everyone. Like this is you just dump the team in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Like there's not a single, is there a sacred cow on that team?
I think you could get good value out of Jalen Waddle.
Well, no, I'm saying there's value. But
oh,
like,
somebody you would not get rid of?
There's
absolutely
nobody
not.
On that entire roster who you're like, it's like, nah, dog.
I mean, you can't get rid of Tua. You're stuck with that contract.
I know that, but I'm saying in general. Like,
so, I mean, he's probably the only thing you're married to. I know you're asking, what do you want? And I think the answer is nothing.
Yeah.
But you are stuck
sure.
with him. You can get out of Tyreek and just eat the money.
They can't eat the money on Tua, too. We saw it with Russ. Look how much better the Seahawks are now.
Yeah, and look how much better the Broncos are now. But you got to have a lot of luck going forward.
You do. I mean,
Seahawks haven't had a quarterback better than Russ since Russ.
No.
So even when Geno's playing well, Sam Darnold figures it out. Russ is a borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah. So it still takes a lot. And you know, Denver
and,
took
and
the
Lord
one,
knows.
And Denver took the one guy in the draft of the quarterbacks that kind of felt like nobody really wanted in Bo, but Peyton was like, I can do this. And you hire Sean Payton. Is Miami hiring a Sean Payton when they get rid of McDaniel?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
And it's the thing is, like, we always give the Browns hell for their chain of quarterbacks since they moved back to Cleveland. Go ahead and look at the Dolphins quarterbacks post Dan Marino.
It's not pretty.
It is almost as bad a list.
It's not pretty. Now, there were some guys that had some success. Jay Fiedler had some success.
Sure, but like, I mean, in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield had success. Like,
he did.
It is a quarterback graveyard outside of Dan Marino.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer because unfortunately you have a lot of talent on your team, but I don't know how many people want him.
It's just
like even if Tua's contract wasn't as bad as it is, who's trading for Tua?
Like who's talking themselves into a quarterback because his brain scrambled eight times?
Yeah, I don't think anybody who makes $45 million a year.
Yeah.
You could talk me into Jaylen Waddle.
Sure.
You could definitely talk me into Jaylen Waddle. I might give you a high second round pick for Jaylen Waddle.
And there's guys in that defense that are solid.
Hell, if I was Kansas City, I might give you a first for Jaylen Waddle.
I mean, they're desperate.
That's what I mean. Like you find a good team like KC that's desperate. But outside of that, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else you're moving. And you now live. I mean, the good news for them, I would say, is coming into this year. You know, Jake, our digital guy out there, he was like, "Did anybody see the Dolphins bottoming out?" And I think you and Russ were both like, "Yeah, we saw that." And I was like, "No, I didn't," because I thought they would just live in mediocrity purgatory. So the good news for them is that they don't live in mediocre. It's Thursday. I need the weekend. They don't live in mediocre purgatory. They are now really, really, really bad.
So
you are going to get a high draft pick.
Yeah.
In a what we thought was a great quarterback draft, although I don't know if you're drafting a quarterback. So you should be able to have some assets to play with.
I'm looking at
But do you trust to play with them correctly?
Looking at their depth chart. Chop Robinson, the Penn State guy, you know, he's super freak athletic, but he hasn't really lived up the potential yet on the front. Bradley Chubb, who they traded for.
Yep.
He's still very good.
Very good.
Okay. Jalen Phillips, still good. Minkah Fitzpatrick, obviously, still good.
And has value, clearly.
Clearly. Outside of those guys.
And maybe that's
Jordan Brooks. Like I'm familiar with the Jack Jones experience. I've seen that before. That's fine. It's like nobody else on this team. Like I'm looking at their offense, like A-Chain?
No.
But you're not married to it. You like, I mean, there's probably 25 teams in the league that would like to have him.
And that's probably the reality is that I sit here and say there's talent on that team, but it's at the top. There ain't much in the middle.
No.
There ain't much in the middle.
There's nobody else in that team where you're just like, the on paper, without the suck of Miami on them, you're like, they're fine. Mm-hmm. They're fine. They're an nine win team, sure, yeah. But none of these guys are playing up to what they're capable of because you can see it wearing on them. It starts at the top in ownership. It goes down the general manager and the decisions that they've made and who they paid and who they haven't. How much like Tyreek's contract is, and then you just kind of look at it and you just go, "This is the kind of thing where, God, I'm almost to the point where I hate saying this. Like, I don't ever want to campaign for somebody losing their job, but what?
You do that a lot these days, though.
But I mean, like, but these examples have been so egregious. Like, how are you not fired as the general manager of the Dolphins? Mm-hmm. What have they gotten right? What have they gotten right in the last 5 years?
Drafting Jaylen Waddle.
Does that keep you your job?
Hell no.
Should it?
No, God, no. You're scared about your quarterback, so you give him $45 million, $50 million a year? That doesn't keep your job.
And that's what I mean. It's
that doesn't keep your job at all.
How the hell is this? Like, they're Saints bad, and you know. Like, they just don't have talent.
But they've bottomed out, and they've kind of made that choice to bottom out.
Where Miami is like, they haven't pulled that ripcord. It's like, probably should.
I thought it was 8-9, and I think tonight you'll see the ripcord pulled early.
What's the line on this now?
Oh, I have no
idea. Was it up to 12 and a half?
Turn it
12
off.
12 and a half.
Yeesh.
Are you touching that?
If I were a gambler, yeah, I might.
You take
and
bills?
I know that's stupid gambling, but yeah, I might. Yeah.
I
think it could be ugly.
Like
if the what was the final score of the Jets game?
34-10? No, that's right.
33-9, something like that?
They end up getting a score, yeah.
It could get worse than that.
And that's the thing. Is like
Trubisky's in the third quarter.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, in the NFL, that doesn't happen that often.
No, it doesn't.
even when a like when a spread's
that's
this
why
big,
you said you don't touch
I
spreads
don't
that big.
Ever. And the likelihood is the Bills probably do cover it.
Oh, I
they
think
probably
so too.
Do.
It's just dangerous
but
from a betting.
But the NFL side of it, like, I'm never touching a double digit line.
All right, we come back. We'll get into the 11 o'clock hour of the grind. And when this guy's poking around, things ain't very good. We'll give you a Ballmer update as well, plus web gems right here, the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.